What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, bit of a shorter one for you guys tonight, but that doesn't change the absolutely huge news that we will be talking about on tonight's episode. This is coming from a Verge article from earlier today that is sweeping the AI community, and the news is that OpenAI, and particularly Microsoft, using OpenAI, are preparing for the launch of GPT 4.5 as early as next week, and on top of that, GPT-5 in May of 2025. None of these dates are super solid. Sam Altman actually said that we can expect GPT 4.5 in a matter of weeks, but the Verge article was actually prompted by a source at Microsoft, or sources at Microsoft, saying that engineers were quote-unquote currently readying server capacity for OpenAI's upcoming GPT 4.5 and GPT-5 models, and are expecting to potentially host the new models as early as next week. So that's when the next week bit of news came in. Regarding GPT-5 in May, that is a timeline that has been set by Altman, but there have been delays to models in the past, 4.5 actually being one of those models. So again, nothing super solid, but still, for obvious reasons, the AI world is abuzz with the potential capabilities and features of these next generation GPT models, and with good reason. So let's break it down. Let's start with some analysis on GPT 4.5. This is actually the model that was codenamed Orion, which we did an episode on back when that codename was first heard about. And both of these models are actually pretty significant milestones in the journey that these AI models are taking, but kind of for opposite reasons. For GPT 4.5, it is going to be the last non-chain of thought model. We've done a little bit of a dive into chain of thought reasoning and the chain of thought models versus the non-chain of thought models. But for a little bit of a refresher, a non-chain of thought model, like GPT 4.5 will be, generates responses based on pattern recognition within their training data, which makes them super good at a lot of straightforward tasks. However, they do not perform any complex reasoning like the chain of thought models, which literally will show you their chain of thought, like the O series of models, or DeepSeek R1, or the Gemini thinking model that we've talked about. Specifically, they do not demonstrate or show you the reasoning process or the steps that they took to get to their output. However, even though it is the last non-chain of thought model, we can still definitely expect to be significantly impressed with GPT 4.5's capabilities, not only because it should demonstrate architectural improvements being the next generation, but also because its training methodology, the use of significant amounts of synthetic data, which apparently could address certain data scarcity issues that have limited models in the past. Now, the transition to GPT-5 is reportedly going to happen in May. And this milestone marks a pretty fundamental shift in our user experience with AI toward a unified intelligence user experience. And that's going to combine the traditional model architecture and performance like the GPT series with the new chain of thought architectures like the O series of models and DeepSeek R1 and these deep reasoning and deep thinking models. And what makes it such a very key step forward is that under this unified intelligence experience, it completely eliminates the need for the user to decide which models to use or to separate the models at all. And this was actually pointed out on today's episode of Marketing Against the Grain, linked in the show notes, of course, that this unified type experience is actually the current user experience with Grok 3, the new XAI model that we just covered in the last couple of episodes, where you can simply toggle the reasoning capability of the model and perform the deep reasoning task. It's right within the Grok 3 model user experience under that umbrella, which makes for a much easier and more natural user experience. Okay, and this likely won't come as a surprise to anybody listening to this show, but the technical specs and training methodologies for this model, GPT-5, are pretty mind-boggling. It's trained on up to 10 trillion different parameters, up to 100 trillion tokens, and required anywhere from 250,000 to 500,000 H100 GPUs, which would outpace that 200,000 number that was used to train Grok 3, which we just talked about. Again, just a huge computational and compute infrastructure enabling the implementation of this unified intelligence that integrates every feature of ChatGPT, the text, the voice, all of the multimodal capabilities, the images and video, and then deep reasoning on top of that into one coherent model. It really does sound like a pretty incredible improvement to the tool and to the overall experience. Not only that, but we talk about user adoption or AI user adoption a lot on the AI Marketing Navigator. And I think that's going to be one of the huge results of this natural shift to a more unified intelligence experience that's a lot more user-friendly and easier to adopt and start using, especially if you have never used the technology. And I, for one, cannot wait. Rest assured that as soon as we have access to any of OpenAI's models in the coming weeks and months, You all will be the first to know about, maybe the second, since I will probably have to bug my wife about it immediately, but then I will come right to you navigators. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.